And then getting other people, reactionary accounts and people in Portland to who have, you know, made hating poor people their personality. They get to spread that same message and do the same thing. And as we were saying on the Monday show, like, the distractions and how we get mad at each other for things, like, we actually all are mad at the same thing. Yeah. And the reactionary folks are unwilling to let go of all of the other pieces of that it takes to keep capitalism and white supremacy and patriarchy rolling. They can't let it go.
Yeah.
And I understand how hard it is for people to hear, like, the framework of the way that they make decisions is bad. But, like, know that it's not your fault. Like, you were indoctrinated. I know. Everybody's a free thinker. All the decisions you've ever made were based upon the brain power of yours and yours alone.
Yes, no external influence.
No external influence in any way. I just feel like it's so much easier. I say this all the time. It's so much easier once you understand that these are systems of oppression that are literally doing to you what you are noticing being done.
Yeah. You should be able to take, like, a real deep breath, like an exhale after that, like.
So this wasn't moral failures of my own this whole time?
Right.
I'm not just a lazy piece of trash.
So this popped in my head. Kevin Dahlgren.
Yeah.
Is scamming people.
Yes.
If he...
Sir Scam-A-Lot.
This is obviously someone who was facing some financial challenges and has decided, you know, I'm going to solve those financial problems. I'm a scam. And I'm not just going to scam anyone. You know, I can scam the homeless. I can scam law enforcement.
Yep.
Scams. Scam it up.
These are the same people, real quick, that are saying that the cities aren't doing enough and they aren't making sure that people are taken care of as they are stealing the money to take care of these people.
Right.
Pocketing the cash.
Correct. Yeah.
Sorry, I stepped on you. I didn't mean to. No. You were saying he also is a poor, and that is why he is stealing people's money and identities.
I'm just saying, you know, people are finding real creative ways to solve these problems. The financial strife that we're all facing, again, systemic.
Hello.
Again, purposeful.
Hello.
It's kind of like you often make these comparisons. Sometimes I see it and sometimes I don't, to a one Gotham City. If the... money was properly distributed, would we have so many villains? Would we have so many low-level criminals that would then excel and become criminal masterminds? I don't know. I do know one thing. Kevin Dahlgren is not a criminal mastermind.
No.
He is being treated with the kiddest of gloves. And if I were law enforcement and was like, do we pay this dude how much to do what?
To do what much?
Were his racial makeup a little different, I don't think he'd be getting
5 days?
5 days in the clink. I mean, I think so.
Well, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder when the lock him up, you know, Law and Order, bring back Nathan Vasquez, or not bring back, but bring on Nathan Vasquez people. I wonder what their feelings are when they see a 5-day sentence.
Yeah.
Did they just catch and release?
Right.
You know, goodness. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, shouldn't that person get some, I don't know, a penalty of some sort?
Right. You got a text. The only others are the ultra rich. Correct the move.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Well, MJ.
That's me.
I want to introduce you to a new segment called It Goes Down in the DMs.
Oh, okay.
Right.
New segment alert.
So, We got a DM from Adrian B. I believe it was last week or the week before last. And I did get permission to read this DM.
Okay.
Hey, DJ Ambush and MJ. Super appreciative of you guys for covering the healthcare strike. And Morgan, thank you for sharing your personal perspective from visiting your aunties in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Seeing all the different kinds of patients, levels of care there is, and that however many nurses and doctors you see running around, it's rarely enough.
It's never enough.
I'm a nurse, and my sister's a travel nurse, so I've lived it and heard about it in other hospitals for years. It's not just a local issue. It's an American health insurance created nightmare.
Ooh, talk about it, Adrian.
There's no reason this great country should have a worse healthcare system than some third world countries. The insurance companies play God and sign people's death certificates every day they deny coverage so they can profit. All the while, hospitals also want to cut, so they deny safe staffing for doctors and nurses who are powerless to do anything but provide the best care possible to their patients with the limited time and resources they have. It's infuriating and messed up. I'm super proud of this strike.
Adrian, thank you so much for this DM. I'm clapping, but on the other side of the mic so that I don't annoy everybody. Thank you so much. I can only say, yep, like every single thing you said, it's, the more involved as a patient or someone who is, you know, related to a patient, the more involved in the healthcare system you are, the more you see just how stressed. Because if you are a person who doesn't, you know, maybe you've been to the ER a couple times or, you know.
In and out of urgent care.
Right. Like, that is an emergency setting of care, right? So you're not going to get all the things in an emergency situation. They're going to do the best they can. Right. Seeing just how stretched thin every floor that I've now been, you know, a part of is, and like Adrian said, no matter how many people you see running around, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. In care facilities, it's even scarier that like the regulations for like 25 people that are not independent at all. They are dependent on help to do almost anything. The regulation is having like one med tech and three CNAs or medical assistants, right?
Which is wild.
For that many people, like there's just no way. There's just no way. And that's at skilled nursing facilities. That's at, you know, extended care places. It just doesn't work. So you get into this line of work because you want to help people and taking care of them is something that matters to you. But then you have 1,000 patients in a day. Like, how do you administer care?
And the way that translates to patients is, man, they really don't care about what's going on with me. I'm sitting back here forever in triage. Finally get me to a room. Sitting here for a couple of hours and I get 13 seconds with a doctor.
Right.
And you know, that makes you feel like, what is any of this about? Like, I could have just stayed home. No one really cares.
Yeah.
I didn't really get any service because there just aren't enough people on staff.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine a world in which there were enough people on staff. What does that even look like?
Real quick, this text says, sweet, D&D content. Wait, that's not what DMs means.
No, Rudo, it's not. It's not.
Mm-mm. Ambush, I think we should jump into a music break, as they say.
I think we should. Let's real quick let people know what we plan on talking about this morning. in local coverage, I'm sure you may have heard this, there was a 10-hour standoff in St. John's.
The person on the bus
that got men on the bus. And Portland city workers vote to strike amid contract dispute.
No.
And in national news, Trump plans to send 30,000 deported migrants to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Get Mo.
30,000.
Thanks, Obama.
And and Trump also falsely claims his administration stopped $50 million in condom purchases for Hamas. We are back in the place where I am just looking at lamestream media and I'm like, you guys, are you going to do a follow-up question this time, or are we just going to we're just going to move on to the next topic here?
I don't think Trump allows for follow-up questions when he's just saying stuff.
That's a way to get your press pass revoked.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Gotta have access, baby.
Don't want to lose that access. All right. We're going to hop into our first music break here. And we'll be back with more news. Great morning. Grand rising. You have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Entertained. You have been engaged. You have been blessed by News of My Fiance.
Oh, wow.
7:30 a.m. to 9:06 every Thursday morning.
Right here on X-Ray.
I'm your host, Rex Steele.
No.
I got to leave Rex Steele on Mondays?
You're not Rex Steele. That's someone else.
Wow.
That is someone else's whole character. You have to choose your own. I don't want you to be clear. I don't need you to have an Alex Jones-esque, you know,
man,
name. But if you're going to, you have to do it. You have to come up with a name.
All right, fine. I'll come up with something else. It's going to be super sweet. It's going to be awesome. And then you're going to have to deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a text. I believe this might be P-Town that says, not to mention the racist stuff within the hospital system.
It is P-Town. Yeah.
Good morning, P-Town. She said, is this thing on? Am I in a pipeline again? You're not. You're here.
You're here.
We're here.
Yes.
Black Hawk Down in D.C. No, they weren't on it.
Man,
listen, that air tragedy of
man,
a collision,
yeah,
between a helicopter, Black Hawk helicopter, and a commercial flight, right?
Yeah, commercial flight, definitely.
I don't know what happened there. I don't know what's happening there. I don't know what part of, you know, which political drama this is. Like,
right. Was the pilot a DEI hire? We don't know anything.
Was he a DUI hire?
Hello.
You know?
Number questions here.
Just claiming to be whoever you want. This Marxist agenda has gone too far.
Shelly,
is that Michelle? Yeah. Good morning, Michelle.
You knew it was Michelle.
I did. It had to be an hour or so late, but you know, I'll take what I can get.
Rudo says, "Hi, Rex Steele, longtime listener, first time texter. I love your show."
I can't read. Oh, my word. I would just like to put out there that I think that something worked. Rudo had quit texting us for a while.
Uh-huh.
And now he's back, clearly.
I think it's the Monday show. The Monday show brought him back in. Shout out to everyone that has been rocking with us on Monday nights. And, like, super additional shout outs to our Monday, Thursday crossover audience.
Yeah.
Like, it's always great to see Michelle in both places, Rudo in both places, P-Town in both places, C's in both places.
Incredible.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Holding
AJ
it down.
In both places.
AJ in both places for sure. Carlos in both places.
Come on.
Young Los. It's awesome.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooke as well. Brooke as well.
Big hearts.
Yeah.
Big hugs. Big love. Hello, appreciate all of you.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess we're going to do some news.
Yeah.
Trump?
Oh, man. We got to talk about that guy again.
Well, I want you to tell me more about this plan to send 30,000 people to a place that 30,000 people don't go.
Well, President Trump announced plans to use a migrant holding facility at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to house up to 30,000 deported criminal migrants. In a White House memo, Trump directed the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security to begin preparations, calling the move necessary to halt the border invasion, dismantle criminal cartels, and restore national sovereignty.
Wait, dismantle cartels? That's what this will do?
Yeah. And I don't know if you caught that last part. It's going to restore national sovereignty. Do you think he knows what sovereignty means?
I don't think so.
No. The administration emphasized that the deported migrants would not be placed in the U.S. military prison that houses suspected terrorists, including alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Instead, they will be held in a separate facility on the naval base, which has historically been used to detain migrants intercepted at sea. This facility has remained mostly empty in recent years, but Trump now intends to use it for what he calls high-priority criminal aliens. Details of the plan...
Yuck.
Right. Details of the plan... that's like something Stephen Miller came up with. Details of the plan were revealed Wednesday on Fox News with Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Boo! Tomato.
Discussing logistics. That's tomato. The first time I've read since his confirmation the name Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. But let me tell you something. There was never a doubt in my mind that he was not going to get that job.
Oh, no. He's definitely getting that job.
Yeah. Hegseth stated that the facility would serve as a way station before deported migrants are sent to other countries. This is not the camps, he said. You're not putting criminals in camps where ISIS and other criminals are. This is a temporary transit facility to humanely move illegals out of our country. However, it remains unclear what temporary transit means in terms of length of stay. Additionally, questions have been raised about whether the existing facility has enough space for 30,000 people. Trump initially claimed that Guantanamo Bay already had 30,000 beds, but later stated that the facility would be expanded to full capacity. Human rights organizations have expressed concerns. That means he's putting up tents outside. It's a fire fest. Human rights organizations have expressed concerns over the plan. Vince Warren, executive director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, pointed out that the existing migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay is in poor condition. There haven't been 30,000 beds there in decades, he said, warning that substandard conditions could lead to legal challenges. It does not give the United States the right to put them in a legal black hole in an offshore prison just to get them out of sight and out of mind. In addition to repurposing existing structures, the Trump administration is reportedly looking for alternative spaces within the naval base. Hegseth mentioned that a golf course on the base could be converted to house up to 6,000 migrants.
I'm sorry, the golf course? We're not going to ask that.
Okay.
We're not going to ask why there's a golf course there.
Guantanamo Bay?
There's obviously a reason to have a golf course there.
Go on.
Play golf. So, but those are outside normally. Is this putt-putt? Is it on the inside and they can, or, because what do you mean convert it?
Tents is what I mentioned earlier.
FEMA tents.
Yes.
And cheese sandwiches.
Precisely. The administration has not provided an estimated cost for the project, which would require construction, staffing, and transportation logistics. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, stated that deported migrants would be flown directly to Guantanamo Bay. ICE would oversee the facility, with funding expected to come from Congress. However, details on when deportations to Guantanamo might begin have not been disclosed. Critics argue that the move is another step in Trump's aggressive immigration enforcement agenda, which has expanded the types of criminal convictions that make migrants deportable. The administration, however, insists that the plan is necessary to ensure public safety and national security. Do you remember?
Yikes. Stephen Miller, the slithering snake is everywhere. This is, has his slime all over it.
Yeah. Do you remember that case in New York? I believe it was like
P. Diddy.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Yeah. They're calling it Act Diddy. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. That was a tangent. Where it was a group of, I'm not sure what country they were from. They were of Latin descent, minding their business, walking down the street. And then police start harassing them. And then it turns into fisticuffs with the cops.
Oh, in New York.
Yeah.
You said that, right?
But it was in Manhattan, I believe.
Yeah.
But it was the video, the initial. It
appeared that the migrants.
They started with the cops.
Starting with the cops. That were when just, you know. Reality, they had done, the police were harassing them and were like, physically violent with one of the people in the group, right? And they responded. And the police were like, not on our watch.
Right.
These people are taking over the subways.
Look at them attacking the cops.
Attack. And let me tell you, people believe that.
Wholeheartedly. When you say people, do you mean the mayor of New York? Because he's.
No, I said people.
Oh, okay. Ooh, better one. Clap, yeah.
No, like I remember some of the people I know just being like, I can't believe this is happening in New York. You know, like this has gone too far. First, they're getting all the benefits.
Right.
And now they're beating the cops up. Yeah, that conversation didn't go well. But
yeah,
it was just also, that's not true. That's not what was happening.
Not even close. If you are here in the land of the free, home of the brave,
Marco,
and this is where you want to be, not like you got dragged here, but this is where you want to be. You made every attempt to get here to escape what you're possibly facing in your home country. The probability of you coming here to jeopardize your ability to stay. It's very low.
Bruh.
It's very low. And the level of racism that
and
has to be.
We know this.
Right.
No, sorry.
But that's the point.
That people has of color. To be,
this never makes sense.
That just has to be hammered home. That, like, we know this. People are terrified of breaking a rule.
They're also terrified of the cops in general.
Certainly.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, like, when you are trying to do, you are fleeing whatever it is that you're fleeing. Violence, persecution, economic hardship, like, whatever it is that is making you leave what you have always known as home.
Right.
And I also have to reiterate that coming here and declaring yourself as a person seeking asylum is not illegally entering the country.
No.
It is not illegal to enter the country and say, hi, I'd like to live here now. That's not illegal.
Not illegal.
That's just.
That's the process.
There's a process that goes with it. You don't get a passport and citizenship paper when you come across the border a certain way.
Right.
That's just not what happens. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I don't know if you know where you were.
No, I remember.
Okay, but I just needed to reiterate that people come here looking to do the right thing. They are trying to do it the right way. Overwhelmingly, the point is to make sure that they and their families are safe.
Period. Period.
And so you're not jeopardizing it by doing super reckless stuff.
They're risking so much. They're risking and sacrificing so much. They're coming here. They're not being properly compensated for the work that they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
And like, they have no recourse in that.
None.
Completely exploited.
I mean, look where the ICE raids are happening. For all of this, they're leeching off the system and they're dragging us down. The ICE raids are happening at places of employment. It's not like the ICE raids are happening in this underground bunker where all these people are just like hoarding resources. No, they're actually working. Right. And they've been part of our economy for decades. Centuries. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like
forever.
You're going to schools and you're going to places of employment.
Like you're going to. So how illegal are we? I really want you to think that through. How criminal is the person who's at right. work that you know where they work?
Right.
This how is, criminal is it that you know where the kids go to school? They right. are registered.
Right. These are the people that he wants to send to Guantanamo Bay.
Well, he's going to tell you that those aren't the people that'll get sent there. But that's the point to me.
Right.
Giving anybody like Donald Trump the power to send anyone to a torture chamber, which is, I mean, this is a humongous human rights violation on its own.
It has been.
Guantanamo Bay forever. Is just that.
Oh, you mean the place Obama was supposed to shut down?
You think that's why I said thanks, Obama? Mm. We still here. Mm. Just another thing that was like, I'm definitely going to get that done. Nah. Other stuff to do. Under further review.
Yeah.
Abortions. I mean, you guys are fine.
Right. It's covered.
Gitmo. You're fine. There's like hardly anybody there anymore. You know?
Oh, but I spend the money to shut it down when it's barely being used.
So while dum-dum number one over there is saying that we spent he stopped $50 million of aid going out for condoms for Hamas, I cannot stress enough how fake that is, how unreal, how full-blown fan fiction. Like, everything that comes out of his mouth is Stephen Miller's fan fiction yeah. of what it means to be a white man in this country.
Yep. Yep.
Like, he's just lying. $50 million? Well, it costs us $500 million a year to run Guantanamo Bay. Just for it to be alive. Just for it to be there.
Yeah, just to keep the lights and power on. And the water running.
And understand that that's with these other, there's parts of Guantanamo Bay that have shut down because they were deteriorating, you know, like, so even with all that money, you're just crumbling over there.
Right.
The current population at Guantanamo Bay is 30 detainees. 30. The maximum capacity was 780. At its peak.
Ugh.
What is he talking about? The real big point to keep your eye on here is that's a big, loud, action.
Yeah.
That he is talking about taking that is stealing people. That's legitimately stealing people.
Yeah.
And putting them in Cuba in exile.
We got a text from Matt. I'm just imagining immigrants coming over here trying to escape nightmares unimaginable. Finally make it over the border and be like, turned down for what?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's exactly what's happening.
Exactly. Like, you ain't never met them. They are the most measured, not doing no wild stuff. Like,
because they can't, guys. Because they simply can't. Without the swiftest of consequences.
And the people that they're talking about, who are the cartel and the so-and-so and the real dangerous people. You couldn't. Number one, the FBI knows where most of y'all folks are and they do nothing about it because they you are in cahoots.
Yeah. It's part of the economy.
The CIA is like providing your drugs or something.
Right.
Those are the people that you're supposed to be talking about, but those are the people that apparently y'all can't find. Why would you be able to just go to that person's house or their kid's school? You wouldn't. They're not on the list of registered people. You know what I'm saying? So like you're literally going to the people doing the thing the right way and saying you're here illegally.
Ooh.
That's illegal. Is it not?
It is. AJ said to, you know, your number earlier, 780 was the capacity, was the max capacity.
Yep.
From 780 to 30K, that's wild and sounds like a concentration camp. What's the new farm for this prison hellscape?
That's his term.
Oh, new term, yes. This prison hellscape.
Fam.
Like, what?
That's all I'm trying to say. Thank you for using the right words. That is, it terrifies me, the idea of him even using numbers in the thousands.
Right.
Let alone talking about disappearing people, because that's what Gitmo is. There is no international court that's going to make sure that they get themselves representation. And, you know, there are people that were a part of that disgusting experiment that will tell you everything there was a farce, any sort of court, LOL, hilarious. We're not even actually doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, we're not even... justice? What are you talking about? It's lawless.
Wild West.
Lawless. And you want someone who is, like, honestly... I don't know that Trump actually cares about any of these things. This is not to say that he is not to blame, right? I'm saying I don't know how deeply he cares about this. What I definitely know is the people that have put him in power and the people that are in his ear care very deeply about white supremacy. They care very deeply about being an ethnostate.
Right.
They care very deeply about ridding the country of the poors, the browns, the blacks, the any. If we can be the labor and they can be the, you know,
beneficiaries of
that labor, that's what they're going to go for. That is the point. The end goal is extract more labor out of and wealth out of the people that don't have any wealth.
Right. Which is why this is all so surprising. You know, it's again, the racism will always undercut and always like... The places people will go to be racist, like the lengths they will go, the way the economy will be fractured and unstabilized by doing the things that this man campaigned on, unfathomable. But you're willing to risk that all because what? All because what? AJ said immigrants are the best community members. They aren't dangerous.
Yes.
I'd rather a migrant worker neighbor than a white supremacist any day.
Period.
Migrants going to be like, we cooking, you hungry? Whereas a bad white will just shoot their neighbors and be like, I was scared.
Bruh.
And that's the society that they want. Like that's what you want to live in. Like, this ethno state that you're trying to move towards. And you're not low. That's the thing. Like, it's not that no one's confused about what's actually happening.
Right.
It's just like, are you clear on what you actually want? Do you understand that if you remove them, right? If you remove all these illegal immigrants, who is doing, and we've been saying this since the beginning of there being a media space. Who is going to do the work?
That you refuse to do and you refuse to pay a living wage.
At the quality, level of quality in which they are doing the work.
Fam, hoodwinked and bamboozled in every way that you could be. These are the people that work. It isn't just like these are hardworking people. These are people getting to getting to the bag in a way that if they were honestly being paid the way not just that they need to, but by what they produce in the way that how big of a deal it is for the rest of the country. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine
these farmers who are they can't actually shut this. They actually can't take all the migrants because then we won't have any food.
Period.
Yeah. They're still taking the migrants.
Right.
Right. It's still happening. Their bigger picture is not you eating. They're in a different league, different world, different, they do not, that will not, in their mind, impact the restaurant they go to. It will not make the quarter pounders any different for him.
Right.
He's wrong, obviously.
Obviously.
But the ability to be able to call the people that make this world work low skilled or untrained or, you know, low wage workers. Why are they low wage workers? Is it because they're refusing the higher wage that you're trying to pay them?
Right. Like they're turning the money down.
Oh, I don't need it.
Yeah.
No.
This is far too much.
Yeah, the work I do just does not
doesn't deserve.
Actually deserve that much money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be for real.
And it's funny because this is almost like a reaction again from that camp to all the campaigning about getting quote unquote illegal immigrants out, and then the little quick backlash they faced about the visas. Oh well, listen, these immigrants are a little bit different here because we need them for tech.
Yeah.
These are highly skilled, highly trained workers
have gone to school somewhere that in any other day we would tell you isn't worth anything.
Right. But these farmers, these agricultural workers here, I don't really need them. Let's get them on out of here. Cool. You had a glint in your eyes. Something caught you.
Because C said, meanwhile, he's on TV right now blaming DEI for a military chopper colliding into a passenger plane.
Man, we were
spot on.
We were spot on.
And then he said they will try to get folks to do the work by removing the social programs that are out there. Mm. Absolutely. So once you get rid of any sort of safety net, Social Security, disability, SNAP, any of the things that are supplemental to people's lives, if you remove them, you have to work until you die. And I honestly do believe that that is their point. The point is to make us be labor until we die, and dying ain't a big deal to them. Oh, we lost another 1800. Think about as many people that died during the pandemic that those numbers just stopped mattering.
Yeah Facts.
Those numbers just stopped mattering. It was like, oh, today's another 9/11. We can never forget that thing, but I guess we're not going to care about February 11th. You know what I mean? What? So, yeah, I definitely think that the point, for sure, and certainly of trying to disappear people to Guantanamo Bay or any other military using military operations and
resources
and buildings and structures and all of that to house folks, that if you know where they're supposed to go, let them take them.
Right.
Dummy. And LOL, I'm going to say this real quick. We know that he just absolutely lies. And all the things, the thing he tells you is one that, you know, it's all lies.
Right.
Whether it's $50 million in condoms for Hamas, which isn't a thing. It isn't a thing. It's not a thing for Gaza, which apparently is interchangeable in that world. Right. You can just say Gaza, Hamas, and it's the same. It is not. Him saying that federal pause thing, or not federal pause, but the trying to force people to resign.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to pay you. Just no. Like he's not going to make sure that these people get back to wherever they are supposed to go because he says they can't be here.
He has contractors he still hasn't paid. Private. He has states that he still owes
he
money.
He has bankruptcies on the books, boo.
Right.
Like,
there's states he can't campaign on because he campaigned in because he owes them money.
Because he owes the states money.
Right. Like, come on.
Meanwhile, he's getting $25 million settlements from Zuckerberg. Because he suspended his account after January 6th. But the Zuck got to do some, he got to lick some boots. He got to be right there. He got to be a part of this administration, right?
Mm.
So you settle for $25 million and now that's going to go build his library or something?
Right. Nasty, nasty work. Pete Town said Trump's trying to make himself a new resort with live-in help.
Bruh. Yeah. Oh, you are likely not wrong.
Yeah. Let's hop into a music break and hit one of these local stories when we get back.
Yeah.
Woo. Welcome back to News with My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. The face Morgan is making right now whilst investigating Trump's assessment of the crash in D.C. is it's a familiar face, one of bewilderment.
I just have to say that, remember the first term? No. Remember when he was first running?
Yeah.
And we were like, but somebody's gotta care that he doesn't like have a vocabulary, right?
Yeah, I remember.
Someone has to care about that. And I don't mean in an elitist, like, get fancy way, but like his response to things like a mid-air crash is, and I quote, not good.
Yeah.
Not good? That's what you have?
Yeah, that is what he has.
Like, I do understand why people are like, I don't want a politician because politicians lie to me. I do not understand why you go to the most known liar and one who isn't just like, dang, I'd be lying. He's like, if only you were as smart as me,
you'd to lie too. Right.
About everything. I don't pay my taxes. Why should I?
Man's is incoherent. And you're like, that's my prez. Yikes. All right. I'm going to jump into this local strike story.
Okay.
Portland city workers vote to strike amid contract dispute. One of Portland's largest unions representing city employees has voted to authorize a strike, escalating tensions over ongoing contract negotiations. Nearly 90% of members of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 189, voted in favor of a strike Tuesday, giving union leaders the ability to call for a walkout with 10 days' notice. The union, which represents more than 1,000 workers across multiple city departments, has been negotiating with the city for months over wage increases and overtime pay. However, the city has maintained that its looming budget deficit limits available funds for worker pay raises. Despite efforts to reach a compromise, tensions have remained high, leading to the strike authorization vote. City officials said they are working on contingency plans to ensure that essential services are not disrupted if AFSCME members go on strike. Meanwhile, negotiations are set to continue, with the two sides scheduled to meet again last night, in an attempt to resolve the dispute. AFSCME isn't the only public union on the brink of a strike. The District Council of Trade Unions, which represents about 200 city employees, has already issued a strike notice and could walk off the job as early as February 6th. If both unions strike, it could further strain city operations at a time when Portland is facing financial and staffing challenges. The latest labor dispute follows a history of recent worker strikes. In February 2023, more than 600 city employees, with laborers Local 483, staged a three-day strike over wage disagreements in 2022. The city narrowly avoided a strike by DCTU workers after reaching a last-minute contract agreement. With multiple labor conflicts brewing, city leaders face increasing pressure to address worker concerns while balancing the city's budget crisis. What did you say last year? It was the summer of the strike summer? What were you saying?
Hot labor summer.
Hot labor summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot labor winter.
Hot labor winter.
Cold labor winter.
Shout out to the new seasons workers too. There was some strike action earlier this week. An employee was fired for assisting disabled staff member while they were on their break. It's just,
that's a fireable offense.
Apparently it's just wild out here. Ooh. It's really wild. Super wild.
You know, I love the collective action. I love to see workers uniting. I want, you know, general strike, man. I don't know what else we can be actually talking about doing. Like, everything we do needs to be resistance to what is happening right now to us.
Right.
Shout out to everybody. And I'm forever in solidarity with workers, not police.
That's the one union we don't ride with, the police union.
It's a gang.
Yeah.
I know the difference.
Yeah.
Forever solidarity with workers. And I'm hoping that as this, I don't know what more people need to see to know that resistance is the only thing we can do. Like, what does it mean to y'all? Tell me this. What does it mean to you that in other countries, people are protesting for us?
Right.
What does it mean to you when that's happening? And I'm not on some, and we ain't doing nothing, or, you know, like, just like, what does it mean to you to know that other people feel that we are in peril?
Right. Right.
It looked like you were going to read a text.
Oh, yeah. P-Town said that this is a place where Americans can learn a few things. Have you seen how France and Italy strike?
Hello. Like,
directly to your point.
Hello.
Directly to your point. Yeah.
And we have to do it. This isn't like a, it'd be neat if we could all unite. Like, not, this is, they're making it completely impossible for living. And when that's the case, something must be done.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be to you. Like, if you and your family are just fine and your finances are not going to be harmed by any of these policies and everything could be great, you still must resist. You are still closer to being a poor than you are to a billionaire.
Facts.
And they are only caring about billionaires.
Facts.
Only.
You know how I know that's true? Because billionaires are at the helm. Period. They are running things.
When it comes to the city and the city not having enough money, and the city, when I understand that this isn't gonna this isn't a one-to-one, mm-hmm. but the amount of money you waste by not even vetting the people that you then hire and contract to do things that you have programs to do.
Mm-hmm.
That there are existing programs.
Right. Existing agencies and organizations. Existing doing agencies the work.
That aren't getting funding, but are connected to these communities.
They're scraping, scratching, and surviving for funding.
Right.
Like they're coming to you begging for funding to continue to do this work.
But literally, a white man off the street can come in and be like, I do this work all the time. Look at my YouTube channel.
Hmm.
It's hard to give the city that much slack when you are so bad at so many things for you to just be like, well, we don't have any money. Like, it's just not going to cut it.
No.
You waste too much. And you're willing to continue to waste more. These stupid pods and the let's have the night beds and this and that when we could house people. Quit playing.
Mm.
Because you're not housing people and you're not paying the people that work for you.
Right.
What are we talking about? Where does that money go then? To the police, who also don't need that money.
Right.
Like y'all had it, they had it so wrong. Anybody who gets so upset about a phrase not doing what they want it to do, like when you hear defund the police and you're immediately like, what? Why would you do that? If your immediate response to that is like, well, that's messaging. They need to do a better job. You need to do a better job. You need to understand what job they do and what job they don't do and how much of the money that they take for the things that you want to see get done. I'm sorry. This text says, just saying, why do men's pants have deeper pockets? Are you trying to make me lose my mind right now? Are you trying to make me scream even more? Do you want me to be Rex Steele? I'm about to lose it.
Wow. Why do men?
It's something that I cannot handle. Women's pockets are a joke.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halen, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. You guys don't need pockets.
That's what purses are for.
Huh? Yeah. Put your cute little belongings, like your lipsticks and your dainty white gloves in your purse. Well, I'll handle the finances, the credit cards. It's all in my name anyways. What do you... Money, come to me. Let me know what you need. You don't need pockets.
Well, you shouldn't be wearing pants anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
And I
put a skirt on.
I'm not even sure about the pockets in that skirt. So get it together.
Who used to get pockets? Like, did you have to be a teacher or a nurse to get a pocket in your dress?
Wow, good point.
Because I think you did.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like the teachers got pockets in their dresses. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's what I'm going to be sitting, spitting mad at today. You're
going to be pondering today? Oh, my God. You saw Rudo?
Morgan's knee-jerk voice is the best. I need a show of mornings with Rex Steele and the knee-jerk jerk. That's Patreon content, baby. Gonna have to subscribe over there for the Rex Steele and knee jerk
yeah
show.
You are right though. I do need to come up with my own moniker.
I'm down to do. We can do conspiracy theory characters.
Yeah. I've got a long history. So it does deserve its own character. Shout out to Michael Myers, though, for giving us Rex Steel. It's excellent. Excellent. Said
Mick Pockets.
Oh, God. Okay.
Guess what?
We gotta be done. This was Snooze to My Fiance. Today's show possible. Thanks to Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush.
Can I say something really fast?
Yeah.
Before you finish? Because it is Thursday.
It is.
Every single Thursday, we are here.
Yes.
And every single Thursday, someone in the chat, this is why I'm thinking of this.
Mm-hmm.
Equitable Giving Circle has free food pantry for Black and Brown folks every Thursday.
Yes.
This is a day you could go to that directly after listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not a Black or Brown person and you're like, how can I help? Hit up Equitable Giving Circle and see if there's space for you.
Check in.
Okay, this has been News with My Fiance.
Yes, shout out to our illustrious podcast editor, Kyle G. Audio. Thank you for all the texts. We didn't get a chance to read them all, but they will all be in the episode description. Some really good ones we didn't get a chance to get to. The music is updated for your listening pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
We have switched over to Tidal, and we'll be sharing this playlist with you guys. In the months to come, got to do some tweaks to it. How we want to present it.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Oh. Thank you so much for listening. And we will catch you Monday night, 6:30 on the YouTubes.
Bye.